And welcome back to another episode with the Uninformed Gamers. I am one of your hosts, Chameleon or Chris, and I have with me one of my other co-hosts. I have Mason of Rad Dreams Review. What is up, brother?
Hello. It is good to be back for another installment of the Uninformed Gamers podcast, as always. That's right. It's me. I'm back. What's been going on, Chris? Right.
Nothing, dude. Just hanging out, doing the live thing, you know?
Nice. Me too. I finally get this weekend off of work, which is nice.
Yeah, dude. That's awesome.
My manager texted me after work yesterday, and he was just like, "Hey, Mason, can you work this Saturday and Sunday?" Knowing full well that I worked last weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 12 hours, mind you, each day. Ooh. And he's just like, "Hey, can you do it again?" I'm like, what are the hours like?" And he's just like, 12 hours both days. I'm like, "Yeah, that's going to be a hard no for me." I would like a day off. So,
yes.
So instead, I will be visiting Chris tomorrow.
Yes. Yes. So,
and I'm very much looking forward to visiting with you, the baby, and the missus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
it'll be very good seeing you.
Yeah, that'll be a good time. I forgot to ask you, bringing Jackie with you?
She is going on a trip with one of her girlfriends.
Oh, cool. Okay.
She's going to Michigan. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I figure since she's gone, I'm going to make myself gone.
That's fair. That's so fair.
So have you been able to do any gaming?
Yeah. So I actually, is just so that I could see whether I really did enjoy or really did not enjoy Death Stranding. I did download it and I did play it for the first... It was like hour and a half.
Yeah, so you said you did not enjoy it.
I don't know yet. So
don't know yet, okay.
Yeah, so it is a really weird game. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Isn't it basically like walking simulator?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So I haven't gotten to that part of it.
Oh okay.
But like the part that I did play, you do part of that. Like I'm like, well, how far are they gonna make me walk? Because when the part that they spawned me at and I had to go pick up all the gear that I dropped and all this shit, I was like, man, if I have to walk like great distances, hell no. Like it's a really creepy game. I will give it that. It's very creepy. Like they start you out in this area and like basically you fell off and lost your like your motorcycle. I don't know how this motorcycle was getting over where it was because we were on like a mountain. You hit this cutscene, you lose the motorcycle basically, because I don't want to spoil it because it's still. And you get into this area and there's this creepy ass thing walking around, but you can't see it. Like you see its footsteps and I'm like, what the hell is going on? What is this thing? And like, it has, I love the creepy soundtrack it has going like while you're playing it. It's actually, it's like really, it really plays into the mood.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, it's interesting. Okay. It's interesting, but I don't know how long I could play it. Like,
yeah,
it's like, because literally if I have to sit there and walk somewhere for an hour, no, absolutely.
Yeah, no, thank you. No, I wouldn't like that either. Because like I saw it released on Game Pass and I was like half tempted to download it. But like, I don't know if I want to, because there's just so many other games that I feel like playing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that is like so far back in my periphery that I'm just like, I don't really care a lot about Death Stranding, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Like, I don't really care that much either, but I was like, I've got to make sure really wasn't going to enjoy this.
Yeah. No, and I get that.
Yeah. Other than that, the new season in Destiny released. So I've been playing that. And Fall Guys. I've been playing some Fall Guys as well.
Nice. I like the whole like Fall Guys scenario. You know, it's a fun free game, you know.
Yep. It is great. I thoroughly enjoy it. It's funny.
And speaking of Fall Guys, that reminds me, last podcast, we made a couple of predictions, and we were debating on this game coming out that had a box with question marks in it, and we all made some guesses. It turns out my guess was correct. It was Crash Bandicoot, and based on what has been kind of revealed about it, it almost looks like a Fall Guys-esque like Crash Bandicoot game.
Yep.
Sure which does. I'm all for that, honestly. It seems like that's a new trend that the video game industry is taking, because there's another game coming out that's very Fall Guys-esque, but it's with Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mixture of Fall Guys meets Katamari Damacy, where you roll shit up with Kirby and increase his size, and at the end, you know, the person who is the biggest Kirby wins.
Yeah, what was it? Kirby Dream Buffet? Was that the
one? Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm seeing it right here.
But yeah, it was just kind of cool that, you know, my prediction was correct.
Absolutely.
So it just reminded me of that since you mentioned Fall Guys.
Yeah. Let's see. So what have you been up to, dude? What have you been playing?
So I've actually only been playing one game, and it's been on Steam. It is a kind of like a 16-bit game called Vampire Survivor.
Yep. Know exactly what game you're talking about.
This game is so much fun. Like, it has no business being this fun. I'm in absolute, like, in love with playing this game. It's you know, what's the word, that it's a roguelike in a way where you're given like one life, and you have to see how long you can survive with these characters whilst trying to kill like an assortment of enemies like bats, zombies, skeletons, etc. And it's a lot of fun. I'm having a really good time with it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I heard of that game, and I was like, everyone's like, this one's like sleeper, like one of the best games on Game Pass. And
it's on Game Pass too.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I'm gonna have to download it then on Game Pass, because like I've been playing it on Steam.
Oh really? Oh, it's PC Game Pass. Sorry. Not on Xbox.
Oh, okay. Because I downloaded it via Steam.
Gotcha. Yeah. So that, I don't know. That wouldn't, whatever your save file is, wouldn't transfer anything.
Oh, that's fine. Like, I'm still having a good time with it. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Regardless, like, just as
what
long as
what exactly do you do in that game? I looked at it a little bit.
Basically, you choose a character. There's four characters that you can unlock at the moment. I don't know if there's more. But let's see. You basically see how long that you can survive as these characters while being attacked by a bunch of enemies.
Gotcha.
It's basically like a like an onslaught game where you're just being thrown like hordes of enemies, and you just have to see how long you can survive.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. If you like 16-bit games, and if you like survival games where, you know, it kind of tests your skill to see, you know, how well you can do navigating the map and everything. Like, yeah. It's just a ton of fun. There's actually strategy involved in playing it. So I highly recommend it. It's, you know, like Chris said, it's on PC Game Pass for free. And then on Steam, you can download it for $3.
Awesome. Awesome.
So it's definitely worth the $3. Like, so that's been the only game that I've been playing. Other than that, I've just been kind of consumed with work.
Yeah, for sure. From your last weekend comment.
But yeah.
Cool. Well, let's go ahead and jump into some topics here. We've had an interesting week, to say yes. The least.
Yeah, there's been a lot of news.
Yes. So Gamescom happened.
Yes, so this is the biggest piece of news, obviously, is GamesCon.
So they had like the opening night kickoff hosted by Jeff Keighley.
Yeah, I like Jeff. He's a cool dude.
Yeah. He's not too bad. Not too bad.
Yeah.
We had a slew of like trailers and things announced. So let's jump right into it. So one of the first things announced was, it's called Everywhere. So when I was watching this trailer, I noticed the world looked very vibrant. It looked like it had like a lot of like shooting, driving, some things blowing up, space. And supposedly it's some sort of like open world game from the developer Build a Rocket Boy.
Now, do you know what else they've done or no?
I am not super familiar with this studio.
Okay, because I've never heard of them.
Yeah. Let's see if I can get a quick list of games. Mm-hmm. Let's see. This might be their first game.
Really?
I don't see anything.
That's super interesting.
Yeah. It looks like this might be their first game.
Hey, that's okay.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. In terms of like the, I don't know if I want to call it like animation style for the game, but the animation style for Everywhere looks pretty unique.
It does. It looks pretty cool. I mean, it was a very short, like quick trailer. It was only like a minute.
Yeah.
And so if it's an open world game, and I would like to see more of it to know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, because like based on the trailer, we're not given a lot of information. All we know is that, you know, they're shooting, driving, there's explosions, there's space. Yep. And like you said, open world. So we know that it's slated to release 2023.
Yep. So as long as no delays happen, yep. 2023, we'll be on the lookout and see how that one looks.
So we'll have to see. Yeah, the next announcement trailer, we have Dune Awakening, which is kind of interesting to me. It's a survival open world MMO game, which
yes,
I am always a fan of MMOs. Like,
yep,
you know, I'm a huge supporter of MMOs, and the graphics for this look immaculate.
Absolutely. I cannot wait to see more of this. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have a release date on this one.
No, so, it was just kind of like a teaser trailer.
Yeah, I love the Dune movie. And so, yeah, if you throw me in that universe and also a survival game, which I've put thousands of hours into survival games, like Ark. Yeah. So you got me. I'm all in. So
yes,
if as long as they hit on the points that a MMO needs to hit on to be successful and does the survival mechanics correctly, I will be there and I will be doing the survival thing. Let me tame creatures. Yes. That is one big thing.
Let's see if you can tame that giant sandworm in the trailer.
Yes, please.
Yeah, like that thing is massive.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it looks super good. Confession time, I have not watched the Dune film yet, and I have never read the novel.
Well, I never read the novel, but I watched the movie and I enjoyed it.
So I definitely do want to watch the movie.
I would compare it. It's similar to Star Wars, in a way. I will say a lot of people complained about the audio, both in the theater and on home. When I watched it at home, it was I had to keep the subtitles on because it was hard to hear their voices.
Oh, was it really? Okay.
Yeah. Whoever they paid to like tune the audio, like the background noise and sound, yeah, it was
sound mixing.
Yeah, it was not. It wasn't the greatest thing. I hopefully they polished it more on HBO by now, but you never know with that. But yeah, besides the audio problems, I thought the film did a great job of setting a foundation for that universe.
Cool. But yeah, we don't know the release date of this Dune video game, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I think the typical development time for an MMO is about 6 years. So I have no idea how far they are into that part of it. So we will see. I was honestly real quick on this. So one thing I was really hoping to see from Gamescom, was the Riot Games MMO.
Yes. They didn't talk about the fighting game yet, have they?
Nope.
Because they're releasing the MMO and they're also releasing the fighting game at some point.
Oh wow, that sounds cool. Because I really want to know where the MMO is at.
Yeah, like, same. I would play the League MMO 100%.
Absolutely. If they stick to like a similar like free to play model, like they did for League of Legends, which made them boatloads of money.
Yeah, sign me up.
Through the skin market.
sign me up. Like, I probably won't buy skins, but since I bought a lot for League already.
It'd be cool if somehow some skins that you bought from the original game could be pushed into the MMO or something. That would be cool.
Oh, dude, if they do that, then, like, they 100% have me.
Let's get back over this way into the Gamescom. Hogwarts Legacy made another appearance. They got a brand new trailer. It again looks completely awesome. I am extremely excited for that game. As we all know, it got delayed. Yes. So it is now expected to come out February 10th, 2023. And nice. That's if there's no more delays.
a couple days before Valentine's Day. So hey, might be a good gift. You never know.
Yes. There was actually some news that came out with that. The Hogwarts Legacy on PlayStation will have like an extra, I don't know, part to the story that won't be playable anywhere else.
Really?
I don't know if that's permanent or if it's like one of, like the timed exclusivity things. So I've been reading some articles that came out about that. So hopefully it's not too much for too long. Like, I wanted to get the whole effect and I don't have a PS5 and I'm not playing it on PS4 because my Series X just runs everything way better.
And we'll just keep on trekking along here. The next game, which I'm excited about, is a new Tales from the Borderlands game, obviously developed by Gearbox. It's the episodic narrative game. So pretty exciting news about this one. It follows, three new characters that are trying to save the world, and it's actually going to be coming out in October. So fairly soon. Yeah, very, very soon.
I've actually never played the Tales from the Borderlands games, but I've always heard like really, really good things about them.
Yeah, I've never played them either.
I think I want to say Devin has played them.
Okay. I want to say he has too.
Yeah. This next one we have is called Word Song. So this is from a former Bethesda Game Studios designer, Jeff Gardner, who has worked on, let's say, Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, The Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim, Dragon Age Inquisition, Fallout 4, The Outer Worlds, like those are different things that the veterans on his team has worked on.
Big game.
So these guys have immense knowledge into the RPG realm. So I assume that's what this game is going to be.
Yeah.
Because
the trailer doesn't really reveal too much.
No. A creepy, spooky voice and a shrouded character with cool antlers.
Yes. And it's alongside Jeff Gardner, we also have Charlie Staples from Obsidian. Very well known studio. He deviated away from Obsidian and created his own studio called Something Wicked Games.
Yes. Isn't that Something Wicked is the name of this studio, right?
For I believe song? So. I think that's who the studio is.
Something Wicked.
Yeah. So it looks like both Jeff Gardner and him formed this studio.
Yes. And whatever they release, I think it's going to be fantastic.
Oh yeah.
100%. And it's going to be something where, you know, they're not tied to the corporate, hey, you have to do this, 'cause that's this is what we want. They wanted to do something their own vision and they're doing it.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool.
The next game that was announced, pretty exciting. I know you're gonna hear this a lot during this podcast, is the word exciting. But the word exciting explains and describes this game very, very well. And we're gonna talk about Dead Island 2.
Yes.
So it's been quite some time, actually, because this was originally announced in 2014.
Hilarious. So I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
It's
been years.
Yes. And what's so funny about this is Dead Island 1 released in 2011.
Yeah.
Like, it's been, like, Dead it's Island 1's been out for a long time.
Yes. So 10-ish years?
Yeah. 10, almost 11, depending on when it released.
Yeah, it's been re-revealed during GamesCon. There's going to be 6 playable characters, and it's going to be coming out February 3rd, 2023.
It is a welcomed addition back to the zombie games.
Yes. Did you ever play Dead Island?
Yeah, I did, actually.
I loved it. I thought it was a fantastic game.
It was. It was really fun. They did a really good job with it.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed it. So I'm happy it's getting a sequel. I honestly kind of forgot about the game.
Yep. Me too. Like, until I saw this announcement.
Yeah, like I legit forgot that it was announced way back when.
Mm-hmm. And just died. Like,
yeah.
It can't have been in development this long. Like, that's not possible. Way.
I think
they must have had some things that came up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a story. I'll definitely have to look into that because I'm curious happened to it.
Yeah, I'm definitely curious too. Like, it shouldn't have taken this long.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next one's so it's a game that's currently out. It's been out for a while now. It's very popular. It's a free-to-play game called Genshin Impact.
Yes.
They came out with a trailer showing like the updates. That they are the next update that they're doing for the game. So they showed off this like really cool like rainforest like scene. It looks pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, and like the colors are very vibrant. Like I've played Genshin. I never really dived into the rabbit hole that the game is. But I do know it is a good game. It's one of those rare games that is free to play that isn't predatory in terms of its monetization.
Absolutely.
And I applaud Tencent very heavily for that because, you know, they have a lot of games that are predatory in terms of how they monetize. But Genshin is that diamond in the rough. You know, it doesn't really force you to spend in real life currency to do well in the game. Like, you can be a top tier player and do free to play.
Absolutely.
Which is so cool. And since we're on Genshin, we're going to talk about another game within that's kind of similar, but it's made by, I think it is made by the same people, if I'm not mistaken, like Honkai Star Rail, which is in the Hoyoverse kind of universe. Am I mistaken that they make Genshin as well?
I think they do.
Are they affiliated?
I believe that they make it as well.
I want to say they do, like off the top of my head, like I could look it up really quick.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is it made by the same people? It is. It's made by miHoYo, who do make Genshin. So, hey, there you go.
Good shit.
So they are releasing this game, which honestly, it looks really fucking dope.
It does. It looks really cool.
Like, this looks like a game that I would 100% play.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a fan of like anime games and you enjoy that art style, the animation, the storytelling, you will for sure. It looks like you would probably like this game.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Part of me wants to dive into Genshin and give it more of a chance.
You know, I wanted to too, and it's one of those things where I was like, I feel like I need someone to play with.
Yeah, same. Like, because none of my like close friends really play the game,
right?
I know of.
Exactly, and that's what kind of deterred me from actually like trying it out. Mm-hmm. Let me think. So yeah, this next one is Friends versus Friends.
Okay.
It's a publisher Raw Furry showed off Friends versus Friends. It was a card based shooter.
That's interesting to me.
I don't know exactly what to expect here, because like the trailer's just pure animation of just characters just shooting stuff.
It looks like the trailer's kind of like a fever dream.
Yeah. Oh my god. I know. It's pretty wild. Mm-hmm.
It looks fun.
I just don't understand. Like, are you moving around and you have these cards with you? Like, I don't get it. It's
a card based shooter. I'm not sure either.
I have more questions than answers for this game. But like, if you've watched those trailers, listeners, you will understand what
I mean. The trailer's pretty nutty. Like, the animation's really cool and interesting, unique. Mm-hmm. But we, like Chris said, it's just pure animation, not a lot of gameplay. There's some towards like the end.
Yep.
And I don't know what I would really liken it to.
Not a clue. It looks like a thing of its own, to be honest. Yeah,
it's very unique, so I will say that. The next game, though, that got released, or not really released, but more information was revealed on Gotham Knights.
Yes.
Which introduced a lot of the villains that are going to be in the game. So we've got Clayface, we've got Mr. Freeze, and it looks like Harley Quinn as well.
Hopefully, but Mr. Freeze voiced by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I doubt it. I very much doubt it. But the game's coming out in October, late October, yes. Towards Halloween time, which makes sense.
So they've showed off, like, this wasn't a gameplay trailer, but they've showed off the gameplay for it before. Yeah. And mind you, the game, it looked like, I don't know, out of date in a way. And even with that, I still was very much interested in playing this game.
I'm a fan of the Batman games. Like,
yeah,
ever since like Arkham Asylum came out, like I've been pretty much subscribed to every single one that's been released. Like,
yeah,
Arkham Asylum, Arkham Knight, Arkham City. So when Gotham Knights comes out, I'll probably pick that up as well and you know, check it out, because I will say, even though DC makes pretty garbage movies, their games are on point.
They do really well with games. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting for them to hit on a Superman game. It's really hard to do.
Yeah, we don't talk about Superman for the N64. did you ever play that?
I feel like I probably did, and it was probably a disgusting experience.
It's heralded as one of the worst video games.
I believe it.
Mainly because of how like the flight controls are.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Superman for the N64, not that good of a game. So it kind of has a bad history attached to it. Like like Superman and like gaming. Like the games that Superman are in that are decent are, you know, the fighting games, like, you know, Injustice.
Yep. Yeah. I hope one day we fix it.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be at some point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see. So the next one is, it's an action game. It's called Where Winds Meet.
Yes.
It's a action game with like sword fighting and bows. Mm-hmm. It actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah. I like how this looks.
Yeah. This one for me came out of nowhere. I don't think I've seen it before.
I have not.
Like, it looks like a Fadool Japan, I don't know, like in the trailer, they're like on this, she's on this like ship and blowing up shit. It looks cool.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, in terms of like what it looks like, it reminds me of Sekiro in a way.
Yeah, I can totally see that. And that other...
I was gonna say, it probably is not as hard as Sekiro. No,
I can't beat that one. I'm stuck on there.
Yeah, I gave up on that game.
Yeah, I'm hard stuck. Thank God I got it on sale. It reminds me of that PlayStation exclusive called Ghost of Tsushima.
Yes,
it kind of gives me that sort of same vibe.
Yeah, it's a very similar vibe to that too. I agree. This the next game that was revealed that I am very interested in, mainly because I have been a strong supporter of Roller Coaster Tycoon, is another type of I'm gonna call it like a Sims-esque game where you get to build your own theme park. It's basically like another version of like Planet Coaster, Roller Coaster Tycoon, or like, you know, Sims-esque game where you get to build a futuristic amusement park, and the game is called Park Beyond, and it's made by Bandai Namco of all people.
Right.
So I was shocked by that. But this game looks really interesting. My only concern and question regarding this game is, can you kill your park patrons?
So I never played Roller Coaster Tycoon. Can you do that?
Yes, you can. It is fantastic. Oh my
God.
That's like part of the, like, you can intentionally build roller coasters wrong to like kill your patrons.
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
You know what? I would try it. If you can do cool shit, I would try it.
Yeah, but I haven't played Planet Coaster, so I don't know if you can do that, but Planet Coaster was like a good spiritual successor to Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Very cool. This next one's got a lot of hype around it.
Yeah.
Lies of P. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that don't know, this was inspired by Pinocchio. And so it got a new trailer. It also, I believe, was announced at Gamescom that it will be on Game Pass on release day. So that's a pretty huge grab. So yes, it's definitely a like Souls-like game.
Yes, it very much reminds me of Bloodborne.
Yes, absolutely. I enjoy this animation style. Like, I like the graphics. I like how the environment looks. Your character, it looks cool.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of cool, the next game looks fairly interesting to me because I'm always a big fan of like hack and slash games.
Yeah.
And this next game called Phantom Hellcat, made by Ironbird Creations, from the publisher All In Games, announced, you know, this game called Phantom Hellcat. It's a 3D hack and slash where you play as a teenage protagonist that is hunting down evil. There's no release date, but it is expected to release on Windows as well as consoles. So if you like that sort of game, keep an eye out on this one, Phantom Hellcat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It does look pretty cool.
Now this next one, Chris, I know you're all about.
No.
Oh, come on. You don't like this stuff?
Okay. All right. So the game is Goat Simulator 3.
Oh, come on. You don't like goats?
So I played Goat Simulator 1 for about 30 minutes. And what was the funniest, I did it via Game Pass console streaming.
Oh, so nice. Like
I streamed it to my Xbox and played it. And it was quite hysterical. But like like what can you possibly do more with this damn goat?
Yeah, right.
What's hilarious about it, this says Goat Simulator 3. There was no Goat Simulator 2.
No, there wasn't.
I don't know why they like they jumped it.
I think they just did it as a meme, maybe.
Goons. Absolute goons.
And the next game after the Goat Simulator is a old game. And I was honestly shocked to see this at GamesCon based on the comments that the creator has made in the past due to like online backlash and bullying that he's received. But the next game we're going to talk about is the Return to Monkey Island.
And yes.
I for one am excited about this. It is unfortunate that the creator of Monkey Island was victim to online harassment. And if you're a gamer and you harass these developers, you've got no place, honestly. Like, leave these guys alone. They have a hard job. You know, these things take time. You got to have patience.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's being a developer, like,
it's
in
hard.
Software is hard.
Like, I don't think people realize how much goes into making a video game.
They do not, because I can tell you, you wouldn't be harassing the people if you knew. Mm-hmm. Like, if their studio does crunch, they may just sleep, eat, and bathe at the studio
office, yep.
at times. Mm-hmm. Like, depending on like how big their studio is, like they would have showers and everything for them and sleeping quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because like you, like when you like these studios will set a date and they really try their hardest to stick to the date.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do crunch, they will make that date. And yep. just imagine like having like a 80 hour week for months.
Yeah.
On top of working in code, which is not the most enjoyable thing ever. Or even like if you're doing animation, the testing, there's a lot of avenues, like marketing. There's so much that you have to do to release a game and
yes.
for it to hit, because like if you miss an even like one piece, it could destroy your reputation of the game.
Exactly. And when people give developers a hard time when games get delayed or you know what have you, it's just like they don't understand like the big picture. And the same goes, like you said, with like anime, you know, yep. like anime get delayed all the time because, you know, things take time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But luckily, Monkey Island will release September 19th. So look forward to it next month. And if you're a fan of the franchise, make sure you do support this creator, support the game, buy it. And, you know, I do hope for the best with Monkey Island.
Me as well. I think this next one you're gonna love, so I think one's yours. Right?
Yeah. Yes. I did want to talk about this one. Mainly because here's a little backstory. I am absolutely terrified and afraid of clowns. they're one of my fears.
Confirm. Went to a haunted house with him once. Can confirm that he is afraid of clowns.
Like, they absolutely terrify me. Like, clowns mixed with like porcelain dolls as well also terrify me.
Yeah.
So those two things I absolutely hate. Like the movie Annabelle freaks me the fuck out. But
absolutely.
I still watched it, but I refuse to watch the movie It.
That's a good plan.
because Pennywise like absolutely like chills me to the bone. Like I will just not watch that.
Mm-mm.
But I did watch this movie from 1988 called Killer Clowns from Outer Space, mainly because it was kind of like a parody of horror film. Like if you've ever, have you ever seen this movie?
Oh yeah. Few times.
Oh yeah. Actually. It's actually a really good movie and it doesn't terrify me. Like there's only one scene in the movie that's actually very scary. No spoilers because the movie came out in 88. So if you haven't seen it, that's on you. But the one scene I'm talking about is later on in the movie, these clowns from outer space infiltrate like this police station and they kill this police officer, I think, and they use his body as like a puppet. So they like put their hand in this dude's corpse and they and then they use him as like a puppet. And that just, that whole scene like really freaked me out. I was just like, holy shit, that's actually really scary.
It's dark.
But yeah. The reason why I bring Killer Clowns from Outer Space up is it's getting an official game.
Yes. Pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, like, it didn't get any sort of release date. Like, this is like its first reveal. Like, so we will definitely see.
Yes.
But I hope it's cool and I hope it's fun.
Yeah.
And it has to have comedy aspects.
Oh, it better. I mean, it should. Not a lot of gameplay was revealed, so we don't really know a lot of what it's going to look like. There was just a hair, but it looks like you get to maybe play as the clowns. Maybe.
Okay. Interesting.
That's what it looks like to me. So you either get to play as the clowns or you get to play as their victims. And I'm going to guess either if you play the victims, you have to see if you can survive, kind of like what's that one game where you have to survive against like the horror movie icons? Dead by Daylight, right?
Yes. Yes. So
I imagine it might be similar to that.
Okay.
But we'll kind of wait and see.
I'm excited. So yeah, we will keep our eyes on that one.
Definitely.
This next one's a really fun one. High on Life.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this game looks very interesting. I haven't really watched the trailer yet because I want to give it like my full attention. All I know is it's made by Justin Roiland, who's the Rick and Morty guy.
Yes. Yes. So just if you like just funny stuff, you know, like just funny voice lines and just like wild and off the chart shit going on, High on Life's your game. Mm-hmm. So that's coming out December 13th.
Yes.
That's a great game and it's a good time period actually to release that.
Mm-hmm. Then, since we're running a little shorter on time, I was thinking we could rapid fire the remaining games so that way we can move on to our next topic.
Yep. That's cool with me.
So we'll rapid fire the rest here. So the other games that are coming out are Moving Out 2, which is a sequel, coming out in 2023. Lords of Fallen, coming out, let's see.
Not a clue.
Not a clue. Stranded, Alien Dawn. Comes out in October, but no date. Under the Waves, which is by Parallel Studios, Quantic Dreams. Very good.
Pretty
studios.
Dope.
Coming out in 2023. Next game. I'm actually excited for Sonic Frontiers coming out November 8th. So mm-hmm. very, very, very soon. So new Sonic game. Hopefully they can break the curse.
Oh my God.
The only time will tell. And then we have Atlas Fallen, made by Focus Entertainment, Deck 13, semi-open world game, comes out in 2023. Next, we have the Outlast Trials. Not a lot of information revealed about this one. All we know is that a closed beta is scheduled for this year. Next, we have this game called Moonbreaker, which, let's see...
Made by creators of Subnautica.
Yeah, Subnautica. Never played, but I hear good things. That comes early access September 29th. We got Homeworld 3. That's exciting. Then we have The Expanse, which is another Telltale game.
Love The Expanse. I will buy this. Yes. Absolutely.
Comes out summer 2023, so very soon. Then we've got Dorfromantic, whatever that is. It looks like a strategy game.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have The Scars Above, which is an action game from Prime Matter and Madhead Games. And then lastly, a couple of announcements that were also done at GamesCon was that PlayStation announced a DualSense Edge controller. It's wireless and highly adjustable.
Yeah, it's like a... It's like the Elite controller from Xbox. Yeah. So think of it like Pro controller.
It looks good.
It does. It looks fantastic.
Then the next piece of news, which I'm personally excited about, is Hideo Kojima announced that he is going to be having a podcast.
It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome to be able to hear from him.
Yeah, I would definitely like to listen to that. He's one of my favorite creators. No, I'm a big Metal Gear Solid fan, so... definitely would like to hear what he has to say. And then the last piece of news that was covered at GamesCon was a Pokemon themed car that did a little kind of like partnership, if you will, with Mini Cooper.
Looks pretty cool.
Did you get a chance to see what the vehicle looked like?
Yeah, it looks pretty dope.
How did you like the music with the trailer?
It's perfect.
it combined like lo-fi, techno, and like the old school Pokemon theme.
Yes, it's absolutely perfect.
And like in the trailer, they're watching like Pokemon the first movie.
they did a really good job of thinking that.
Oh yeah, for sure. The car is called the Ace Man, and it's an electric vehicle.
Yeah. So that was Gamescom in like. A quick rapid fire at the end there. I mean, like we went through a lot of it. A lot of really, really good games coming. So just keep on the lookout. Like sure, this year is going to be a bit light on games, but there still are some really good games coming this year.
Yes, definitely.
Let's see. Our next topic is the Sakurai YouTube channel.
Yes, Masahiro Sakurai made his own YouTube channel very recently called Masahiro Sakurai on Creating Games. And basically, like, the premise of the channel is him talking to us, the fans, about his experience within the games industry, like, kind of just giving us information on, like, how games are made, what the mindset is on making a game. And if you're not familiar with this guy, like he's made Kirby, he did Smash, like he's a legendary dude. So I'm pretty excited that he has his own channel and is willing to share his pretty much life story for us. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, I feel like we don't get to talk to like gaming developers very often, and to have one create his own like YouTube channel to like go through all of that is pretty awesome.
Yeah. So I haven't watched any of his content yet, but I do want to.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll probably even check out an episode because sure. I don't work in the game industry, but I work in the software industry. So I'm always on the lookout to see kind of how things go on the other side of the house.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be really cool to hear from him because he has direct involvement with a lot of Nintendo stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we have one more really big topic.
Yes.
And that is the PlayStation 5 price increase. My God.
Oh, boy. Did you see this wow. coming?
Okay. So here's my thought. Okay. When the PlayStation 5 was originally going to release, I was hearing rumors that it was going to be $600.
Yeah.
I truly thought they were going to release it at $600. I think what happened, though, is Microsoft and Sony were in this like this standstill battle of like, all right, who's going to do the press conference first to release to show their console off and release the price and the release date of it. And eventually Microsoft's console got leaked with the price and everything, like the whole show got leaked. Mm-hmm. pretty horrible when that happens. And so at that point, like Sony's like, oh fuck, they're releasing it at five. Like they're like, we have to change it. I really think that's what happened. I really think that they saw that because if they released their console at 600 and Microsoft released theirs at five, you know, that would have killed them for this generation. Mm-hmm. Like they're like automatically would have killed them because it killed Xbox last generation. So I saw this coming in a way
gotcha.
Earlier, but then the console released and it didn't come out at $600. So I was like, oh, maybe they're safe from it. Mm-hmm. But now they're saying that the supply shortage has caused them to inflate the market. So they're now increasing the price and putting it all on us consumers.
Yeah. I guess the one silver lining, if you can even call it that, is that the price increase will not happen within North America.
Yeah, it will not. But I will tell you right now, other countries do not take that shit. Go ahead.
I was going to say one country in particular that is not about that life is Japan, actually.
Yes.
They're like, oh, very, very disappointed.
They're like, oh, so you're in our own home country where Sony Studios is, the headquarters is, you are increasing the price. Okay, well, we'll just switch to PC. like they may have honestly have killed their console in their home country. And that's honestly unheard of for me. Like, wow.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked about that one, actually. And the price increase is roughly, what is it, like around $50 to $100 across board?
Yeah, it's a 10 to 20% depending on what country you're in. Yeah. That's how much you're going to hit with. So it's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. I read someone's post from, what was it, Canada.
Yeah.
And he said that to buy a PlayStation 5 to get in the Sony ecosystem in Canada, it's going to cost $855 for a PS5 with one game.
That's insane.
He said a one fucking game and a console.
And that's
$855. Are you kidding me?
That's almost a grand.
Yeah. Like, bro, like, so, like, consoles have always had this really good thing going for them. Like, they always came in at a very attractive price point.
Yeah.
Because building a PC is expensive. Mm-hmm. And you are now, you've crossed that threshold in Canada.
Yes.
That is a damn computer at that point. Like, you could build a very good computer at that point.
Yes, you can. And that's not even taking into consideration the price tag for PlayStation Online,
because yep.
you have to pay for, you know, PlayStation Plus if you want to access like online game content.
Yep.
So
extra controller.
Yep. Like if you want to get into the PlayStation ecosystem, right? Like with nothing, in Canada, you're going to be spending probably $1,000, which is insane.
Yep. Like, and that $855, I don't even know if that's with tax. I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're not even talking about tax. So
yeah, but, yeah.
Geez. And if you're curious if other companies are going to follow suit, like Microsoft or Nintendo, both companies have actually come out officially with statements saying, nope, we're not going to raise our prices.
It was so funny. Same day, Microsoft immediately responded. Nope, we're not doing that. Yep. And then Nintendo came out today. It was like, nope, no plans.
So this is so interesting to me that Sony is the only one doing it.
$1 billion Sony.
It really says a lot, you know, like they're claiming like, oh, it's worldwide inflation. I'm like, okay, well, why are other games companies not succumbing to this then? Huh?
It's because they want to put it all in the consumer. They trust their, what Sony's basically telling you with this statement is they trust their brand and their message that they've put across as being the PlayStation, the exclusivity god, and saying that, like, we know no matter what we sell this console for, you guys will come.
Yep.
That is the wording to me by doing this, and with no one else doing it, that has been put through. I feel bad for anyone in those other countries that you basically now, like, if you don't make a lot of money, man, like,
it's not even
a dream.
Yeah, it's unattainable. Like, I'm not going to be surprised if Microsoft gains more market share in Japan and elsewhere now because of this.
I think I saw a number. Microsoft sold like 300,000 units or something in Japan, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
Sony has put themselves in a really weird spot.
Mm-hmm. And we've said this countless times on this podcast, like, we don't like to bash on companies. It's just like Sony makes it very easy for us to do so. It's not like we hate Sony or we're not Microsoft or Xbox fanboys here. It's just unfortunately,
I have everything.
Like, Sony is not making it easy.
No, like, it blows my mind, because, like, I just can't fathom the thought. No. Like they're the market leader. Why is the market leader raising the prices and the lower competition, air quotes, isn't?
yeah, very air quotes, for sure.
Yeah, so I don't know. I am going to be honestly and genuinely surprised if Sony doesn't lose significant market share for this.
I do predict that they will.
Yeah, because not only right now are you, like, the Xbox has been in my opinion, has been a bit easier to obtain.
It has been like they're readily in stores and on shelves. Like, anytime I go to like a grocery store or like a game store, they always have like an Xbox Series S or an X. Like, they usually always have an S, always.
Yeah. And that was the, like, at first when the S came out, I was like, I don't know if that's a good move. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's just a lower powered machine in a world where we need higher powered stuff, the hardware to run these games. At first, I thought it was a bad idea, but because it only needs like one chip instead of two chips to make, it is way easier to keep that on shelves. It's a very attractive price point. It was honestly one of the smartest business decisions I've seen in a while.
And even like the software and hardware difference between the S and the X isn't like too significant. No. It's only like the X is for the very, very hardcore, I feel. Yeah. Like, if you want like an absolute premium gaming experience, then yeah, you're going to get the X. But if you're okay with just a little bit less, just a little bit, you get the S.
Exactly. But yeah, this is... Whew.
Man. Yeah. So we'll keep our ears to this story and see what we can find out in the future and what it entails for Sony, but it's looking very precarious.
Oh yeah. The in my opinion, the future is bleak for Sony and markets. Sure, they'll be fine here in the States, because it didn't affect anyone here in the States, but
no.
Across the world, everywhere else, oh man, I can't believe what I've seen. I would have never thought. Like if a price increase was coming, I would have assumed it would have been across the board from all companies. That's
what I would have thought too.
Yeah, because you typically go by the marketing, like you go by the rumblings of what you're hearing that the other companies are doing, because they have like corporate spies. I swear to God.
Yeah.
And so, right? And so like with both the lower competition saying that nah, we're good, we're leaving everything right where it is, they're all like, oh Sony. This has been a really fun episode, man.
Yeah. The last thing I will mention before we do our sign offs here, is surprisingly and very shockingly, Dragon Ball Super Superheroes is the number one movie in the United States.
As it should be.
Like I'm honestly very shocked at this. I'm floored that it's the number one. Like, I did not expect this film to do well in the U.S. I really didn't.
Yeah, you know, it's, I swear to God, like everyone that went out to theater to watch this, they're all our age. They're all in their 30s.
Oh yeah, even though it's like marketed towards like a younger generation, most folks who did see the movie are millennials like us. Yep. You know, in the 30s, who grew up with Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. All that. Yep. So
next time on Dragon Ball Z, you know, the cliffhangers that mm-hmm. that show hit me with every week.
Oh my goodness.
Awful. And they just powered up for episodes, but it was hype. It was hype.
And what's even interesting is it's reviewing fairly decently on Rotten Tomatoes. It has a 91%.
God damn. I got to see that movie.
And on IMDb, it's 7.3 out of 10. So that a little above average, which is nice to see. I still haven't seen it because I just don't really have anybody to see it with yet.
Yeah. Maybe next weekend. My mom is supposed to have the baby. So I might be able to go next weekend.
That would be dope, dude. Let's see if we can do that then.
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
That'd be very, very cool.
Yeah. So yeah, that's our episode, guys.
Yeah.
This was fun. It was fun to like go through like a bunch of games, talk about them real quick. I really love those events, those gaming events.
Yes, definitely. It's good to see them back.
Yes, absolutely. Mace, go ahead and give your sign off, my friend.
Yeah. Well, I have been Mason, also known as Rad Dreams from Rad Dreams Review. Please feel free to follow me on my YouTube channel, Rad Dreams Review. I've been posting up a lot more videos as of late. Recently, I covered the potential decline of physical cinema with Regal declaring bankruptcy. So if you want to listen to that, feel free. I also reacted to a newly uncovered English live action Sailor Moon that was uncovered, that was missing for like 20 years. So I'm actually I'm excited about that video a lot. So if you're interested in watching that, please feel free to check out my reaction to that on my channel. And I'm very close to getting 300 subscribers. So please feel free to drop me a subscription.
Absolutely. And definitely drop him that subscription. He's got really awesome content. And then I am Chris, or iChameleon. You can find me on Twitter at Chameleon Games. And I've also been streaming again. So you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/iChameleonI. And that's iKameleonI. Thanks again for coming to listen to another episode of the Uninformed Gamers podcast. We always, always love the feedback. We love the comments. So feel free to like, comment, subscribe. Let us know how we're doing. And if there's ever any thing you want us to talk about, feel free to reach out to us. We've got a Twitter page at the Uninformed Gamers Podcast. So again, it was a blast, and we will talk to you guys next time.
Later. Peace.